I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do some text.
Here's a text message that says, this is Rusty. Rusty says, Tim Tebow went 7-4 in his second season with a playoff win, and he was labeled as a bust and a terrible quarterback, and so on and so on. We'd be happy if Rattler could win 2 or 3 games, let alone 7 out of a whole season. If he won 7 this year, all we would do is talk about how good he was. Where's Tebow when we need him, LOL?
Well, you know, Spencer Rattler may win 7 games. I mean, these losses are not Spencer Rattler's fault. I do point out that he does seem to get cold when it comes to the red zone. He does seem to miss passes in the end zone. And that's unfortunate. Maybe that's a mental thing. And I think he needs to forget that he's in the red zone. And because a lot of his passes are just, I mean, they're perfect. And I love the way he was running yesterday. I thought that was very positive. He's going to get a win. And I give him a lot of credit for the confidence that he seems to have even after a loss. And he's going to get some wins. But these losses are not all his fault.
Here's a text that says, Alvin Kamara has always hesitated when he runs. He'd look for an opening and then kick into high gear. Unfortunately, most of the time these days, teams are keying in on him because they know that's what he's going to do.
Well, then you have to change something. I mean, if you've got that much great natural talent, then and look, of course, the Bills' defense is not good against the run. So the Saints were going to do okay with the run yesterday. And Alvin Kamara had some great runs yesterday. I'm just talking about in general. It just, I know what you're saying about hesitating and looking for the hole. But yesterday, I just, in one particular case, it was one-on-one. Alvin Kamara one-on-one with a defender. And there was a time when he would fake that defender out. And it's like he was thinking about which move as opposed to just being instinctive. That's my impression from afar, and I admit that that's my impression from afar. But, you know, in life in general, sometimes we, no matter what we do, we try too hard, and we prevent our natural ability from being as great as we can be.
Here's two more texts. Here's one from Steve. He says, Scoot, it seems that the Saints have forgotten what a screen pass is. They should throw the ball to Kamara out on the side with some receivers to block out ahead of him. Give him a little space. The way they kept running him right up the middle definitely did not work yesterday. First play, right up the middle, got nowhere.
Well, I know. And, you know, I even asked. I asked Kellen Moore when he was in town with the Philadelphia Eagles. I asked him, Coach, why is the first play always a run up the middle?
I remember that.
And he said, well, I don't know. We just do it.
We just do it. It wasn't a very satisfactory answer.
No, he just said we just do it.
We're going to do.
Well, why do it? I mean, the other team knows you're going to do it. We know you're going to do it. If we know you're going to do it, the other team knows you're going to do it. Once in a while, they change it up. But for the most part, it's just a run up the middle. I mean, it's a you know, maybe you get 2 yards. To me, it's a wasted play.
And I'll leave you with this one because this is a parallel that a lot of us who were watching the game yesterday drew. I brought this up to my friends and they all said, yeah, you're not crazy. Here's the text that says Alvin Kamara equals Reggie Bush. I remember we were having this conversation 20 years ago with Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush up the middle, seems to not work all the time. I don't know what I don't know. I'm not an expert, but what I see is we run the same play 20 times, and it works maybe like once.
I know.
And it's that way every week? Like, what is that? Someone explain that to me. And you asked Kellen Moore, explain this to us, and he couldn't do it.
No, they just do it. They just do it. But I don't understand that. And Ian, if you and I can figure it out, then you know the other team. The other team is collectively smarter than we are when it comes to football. They can figure it out.
So they
know where Alvin Kamara is going to go. And I agree with the texter that said screen passes.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about that last night while I was watching the Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. So Tulane beat Tulsa, 31-14. That's good, but the... You know, look, we expected the Saints to lose to the Bills, but, you know, once again, it's a game that they could have won. It was 14-10 at halftime, and it's dropped passes. It's Alvin Kamara up the middle. It's too predictable. I love the trick play. I mean, it didn't work, but I still love them calling that, and it almost worked.
That was badass. You know,
I mean, Chris Olave just had to loft it a little higher.
Give us a little razzle-dazzle.
If you're not
going to get 10 wins, at least be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.